You're listening to a special edition of Cross Currents. I'm Holly Kernan.
And I'm Martina Castro. Market Street is one of the city's oldest roads and one of the most dramatically transformed. In this piece from our archives, KALW's Audrey Dilling takes us back to the mid-19th century when the road was just an idea. She started off speaking with historian Jeffrey Tumlin.
Back in 1847, around the time Market Street was first imagined, San Francisco looked a little different.
Pretty much the entire downtown was blowing sand and some scrub. If you go up to Point Reyes Station up in Marin, that's about what San Francisco looked like in 1847.
San Francisco hadn't even been called San Francisco for very long. The port town was known as Yerba Buena up until 1846, when American Captain John Montgomery showed up and seized it from Mexico. Also in 1847, everywhere I just walked, from the Embarcadero to Montgomery Street, didn't exist yet. It was all water.
The bay came all the way into Montgomery and Market and made a sort of gentle curve.
There were two major settlements camped out beside the bay. The total population of the remote and developing town was about 500 people.
And even then, the arriving Americans had such ambitions for this scruffy little settlement that they knew they needed a plan. And so the job of laying out the plan for San Francisco was given to a hard-drinking Irishman named Jasper O'Farrell, who was 26 years old at the time.
O'Farrell had a vision. The street would run directly between the two camps. He picked the most prominent landmark west of the settlements, Twin Peaks, and imagined the street pointing directly toward it.
And in a town of 500 people with no source of fresh water, no overland connections to anywhere else in the world, 6 months, you know, to any point of civilization, decides to make the street 120 feet wide. And he names Market Street after Market Street in Philadelphia. And Market Street in Philadelphia is only 100 feet wide. But because San Francisco is going to be even more amazing than Philly, Jasper O'Farrell says, no, we're going to make this one of the grandest boulevards in the world.
And so it is, at least size-wise. And over the years, all the city's public transportation came together on this one boulevard in 1967.
So the final decision to do the Muni Metro subway and to do the BART subway created dramatic change in the street. One impact was very negative, which was that for 4 years, Market Street was a big hole in the ground.
And that, Tumlin says, wasn't good for business. But then, he adds, Market's never been quite the draw Jasper O'Farrell thought it would be.
Throughout history, Market Street has had challenges in its role as a place. And part of that has had to do with thinking about the accommodation of the automobile in the third quarter of the 20th century. But I think more fundamental to that is its width.
It's just one theory, but Tumlin says city planners have learned over time that people prefer smaller, more intimate streets over grand boulevards.
Streets that work as a single space are generally not wider than 80 feet. And in fact, you know, 30 feet is a heck of a lot better. 60 feet, you know, is okay. So, you know, that's one of the challenges that we need to face. Like, how do we create a street that people do want to linger on?
That's a question the city's been trying to answer for about 50 years, which makes now just about the right time for a solution. On Market Street in San Francisco, I'm Audrey Dilling for Cross Currents.